Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
Believe it or not, we're ready to feature some live music for you now on KX93.5. Moving units have taken over the studio. They're going to play three songs live for us in a very special setup, exclusively on KX93.5. Their new LP, Damage With Care, is out, and the first song we're going to hear is from that. It's called Wishful Thinking. Moving Units live on KX93.5. Quick break. We'll be right back with more from the band in studio. Laguna's only FM. Human Crafted Radio in Laguna Beach, California, online at KX93.5.com. We're also broadcasting this live on Facebook, the live set from Moving Units out of Los Angeles. We've got Blake, Mike, and Danny in studio, and we're going to hear another song from them now. This one's called Between Us and Them.
This way. better off this way. This is a task in none when you complete it. Do you know me well? I wasn't needed. Cause it's natural to feel unfaithful when you're going to be anyway. I know it's difficult, so I will be patient. Was it worth all the fuss? Cause I feel so seedy. I'll make it easy for you. What a disaster. We couldn't go on any faster.
So good, you guys. Moving Units live on KX93.5. This is a couple songs from them. We're going to do one more in studio and then learn more about what's going on with the band lately. They've got a new LP out called Damage with Care and a couple shows on the way. So when you guys are ready, one more song for us live, Paper Hearts on KX93.5.
I'm sorry, I can't afford you. I'm so messed up. Anyway, it's kinda sad. I can't afford you. I'm so messed up. Anyway, but in another time, in another place, gonna tell you to your face. You went in circles. What a stupid waste. Cause I'm the one you need. I saw the future.
Yeah, you guys. Awesome. Moving Units live on KX93.5. Yeah, it's actually live, believe it or not. So hop on those microphones for us, guys. We've got Mike, Danny, and Blake from Moving Units out of Los Angeles in studio. I would imagine people are having trouble picturing that the sound we just made is actually live in our studio. So would you like to describe what's going on in here? What is our setup?
Yeah, I've just tried to put a hat on top of headphones and realized that's a really bad idea. The basic setup, well, we kind of just did this off the cuff because we were really stoked that you guys invited us.
Yeah, thanks.
Sort of last minute. So we're getting ready to tour and we've been rehearsing. And last night after rehearsal, we're just like, let's just have some fun, like hook up some keys and some weird old analog, like drum pads and processors. And we just kind of like kept the arrangements the same, but just sort of flipped the script a little bit with the instrumentation.
You asked me if this is a more complex setup than the usual band who comes in the studio, and yeah, Blake, it is. Definitely is a little bit.
Anything worth doing is worth overdoing.
No, we did it, and it sounded killer. And we're broadcasting this on Facebook. People could watch that whole performance live, and you dressed up for us with a wolf sweater, so thank you. Is it a wolf? Is it a rabbit?
It was a kitten when I left the hotel, but now it's a wolf because we're fully
you've grown
engorged
up since that. So let's talk about what's going on with your band. Again, we were talking about the new LP, which is out, called Damage With Care, and you just announced the Damage With Care tour. A couple shows on the horizon that we should look out for. Want to tell us what those are? I know there's a San Diego date and an LA date coming up at the end of the month. You want to hop on that one there?
Yeah, San Diego, it's going to be the 26th at the Casbah, and then Los Angeles at the Terragram Ballroom on the following day, the 27th, and then a third date in San Francisco on the 28th at Brick and Mortar.
Cool.
There you have it.
You guys have been a band since 2001 or so, right? 15 years of doing this together. Not necessarily together, but
as
a group.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's basically been like a personal project of mine where I kind of like started, I wrote Between Us and Them kind of as a demo, played all the instruments really poorly, but it was like a raw document, kind of like, okay, this could go somewhere. And then started jamming with people, and by like 2002, we were playing shows kind of on the regular in LA, and things kind of just started like, you know, kicking in from there.
Yeah. How have you noticed the scene evolve over the past, you know, 13, 14 years in Los Angeles, being a part of it for so long?
I mean, it's an amazing kind of like journey that LA has, the scene in LA has kind of like taken, and it's been really inspiring to watch it kind of like come into its own, because even 10 years ago, most people associated like scenes like Brooklyn or, you know, the UK or Australia as kind of like pioneering a new sort of like avant-garde of indie, sort of, you know, indie in general.
Yeah.
But particularly kind of like dance influenced and post-punk influenced indie. So we were kind of like in our own little limp, sort of like vacuum in LA. And between then and now, so many really like inspiring bands have kind of like moved into LA or just sort of like flourished. So I'm constantly just sort of amazed by how LA seems to be sort of enjoying almost like a creative renaissance.
It must be feel kind of cool to have paved the way a little bit for that, though. I mean, you were one of the first.
You're too kind, sir.
You're one of the first.
I mean, I always say this. It's like, I really believe that the music just kind of has a life of its own, you know, and that it's inside your head and your soul and your heart when you kind of like think of it and you express it, you document it. And then once you share it with an audience, it just sort of takes off and has its own life. And so I don't really like get off on like taking credit for anything like that, because I feel like it's really a communal thing. Like, it wouldn't happen if it weren't for people like you doing what you do, and for crowds showing up at shows and promoters. And there's such a network of people who are interconnected that I find that whole community really sort of like empowering.
Have you noticed people that have been a fan of yours for, let's say, more than a decade who are still coming to shows and buying the new record and stuff?
Dude, yes, and even on top of that, I've seen like second generation kids show up. Like, we played Vegas recently, and there was like literally like, you know, like a 12-year-old who was like, it was her first show, and her older brother was there, and then like another sibling was there, and then her mom was, you know, like a first generation fan.
Yeah,
it was so sweet, so cool to just see them all like there celebrating. You know,
also makes you feel a little old, maybe though.
I mean. I've felt old for a long time. I got over that. You know, I'm just like, This is cool. I'm an old guy now.
It's awesome. Again, Moving Units, the new album Damage with Care is out. Where would you like people to go to grab that? Is there a specific website or local record store or someplace?
Well, basically, you can get the vinyl, which we're super stoked on, by visiting our web store. It's www.movingunits.storenvy.com. We have a lot of really cool, like, kind of custom things on that site that you can buy directly from us. We have, like, signed vinyl, signed CDs, but then you can also find it digitally on all the normal places, like, you know, Amazon, iTunes, etc., and then streaming, of course, on Pandora, Spotify.
Cool.
All those good spots.
Well, we're going to save those live songs today and listen back and hopefully play them again as kind of a KX exclusive. So thank you for taking the time to do that setup for us. I know it was probably a late night for you preparing it, but thank you.
Yeah, we live for this kind of thing. So yeah, thanks so much, Tyler, for having us.
Thanks, you guys.
And thanks to your audience. We really appreciate you guys tuning in.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Moving Units out of Los Angeles. Again, a couple shows. San Diego, what's the date again?
26th.
And then LA at the Terragram.
27th.
All right, rock on. Moving Units, thank you, guys. We'll see you soon.
Thanks.
Cheers.